Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tim Patrick is Tim Backtrick. Do you like that one?
That was good.
I thought you might really like that one.
That was perfect.
Zach isn't here today, so we've got RK joining us with Todd Davis. Usually, I'm not on the show. Usually, it's Zach here instead of me on Fridays.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
This is like in hockey, like mixing up the lines.
Ooh, which like, abs are doing tonight?
What if this line does crazy production and then Zach's just off the top line?
That reminds me, Zach also wants us to play the clip of him saying yesterday that the Broncos are probably going to restructure Tim Patrick. We might get to that, but we should say Zach was right. So
good job,
he's
Zach.
Here in spirit. Yep. So Tim Patrick is back. News came out this morning that the Broncos are restructuring the deal. Basically, he was due a $9.5 million salary this year, the third year of the 3-year extension. Obviously didn't play either of the first 2 years. We don't know exactly what the details are, but I'd imagine it's something like he gets the minimum salary plus there's incentives that take it up to potentially $9.5 million. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like he'll probably get a little bit less than that. You know, he's been injured for the last 2 years. I think it's best for him to stay because mm-hmm. he's with at least an organization that knows who he is and knows the kind of player he is when he is healthy. He could test the open market, but I don't know how many guys are paying top dollar for somebody that's been injured for the last 2 seasons. So I think in reality, they probably like split the middle. Maybe it's league men with incentives that gets a 4.5. I don't mm-hmm. know if he gets all the way to 9.
I just love that he's back.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about this yesterday in the office of like, okay, they're going to have to make moves at wide receiver. Something's going to change. But I think if you're looking at a value proposition, betting on Tim Patrick to produce at the cost that you're likely getting him at here, versus, you know, the other options that you have at the mm-hmm. position, I like this one. Like, unfortunately, we never got to see Tim Patrick play a down of that new contract.
Yep.
But the contract was earned, and he was that player. And, you know, when it happened, we were really, really excited about the fact that Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton were both going to be around. And mm-hmm. it's a shame that, you know, especially for Russ, a shame that he never got to see both of those guys play together. But obviously, it's an unfortunate situation for Tim, who's going to have to, you know, give up some money. Mm-hmm. But also for the Broncos, I think it's a great situation to be able to keep Tim Patrick around. And, hey, there's a chance that he comes back and produces at a level or close to a level that he was expected to when he signed that contract.
Yeah. I'm just curious how much they trust him, because obviously 2 years where he gets injured, I think the first week of training camp, both years, first the ACL and then the Achilles. Who knows if he's even able to stay healthy, but if he is able to, I am a little bit nervous that he's just not himself after 2 years off. And if you're the Broncos, can you go into the season saying like, okay, we've got Tim Patrick, we've got Marvin Mims, and maybe there's a third guy, and we trust them to get the job done?
I think it's a fair question, because we talk about a lot, like, guys getting injured isn't as much, in my opinion, guys getting injured isn't as much of a problem as guys getting injured that you had a plan around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that I used to always use as an example, second cross-sport reference of the show for me, was Nene. Like, the Nuggets would, like, build the team around Nene. They're like, okay, like, this is going to be, you know, a big, and maybe not build the team around him, but you had a lot of plans for, like, how he was going to contribute, and he kept getting injured at the beginning of the season. It's like, okay, well, now that plan is completely out the window. So I think the lesson the Broncos would learn is you don't build as much of the offense around how you expect Tim Patrick to be a part of it. I think for them, this is more of like, let's take a flyer on a player that we know is talented and can be a game changer for what we know we can get for a much better deal than maybe Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess when you put in perspective of like, he's getting the veteran minimum probably with incentives or something like that. If the other option was to like bring back little Jordan Humphrey or something, I guess the gamble on Tim probably makes sense in that situation.
Yes. I agree. And I like that he's back. It just makes me question, like, if we can restructure Tim, is there something we could have did for Justin? Like, I think Tim is a great player, and he earned his contract, but I also think Justin was a great player and was healthy for the last 2 years and was All-Pro and was Pro Bowl. Like, does it make sense to make this move and not, you know, do something to keep Justin here, you know, even if it is for another year?
Do you I mean, do you think Justin would have rather done that than be able to go out on the open market?
I think Justin would have entertained it. I think Justin would have, you know, you've been here for 8 years, your family's here, your kids go to school here. It just makes sense for us to stay here and continue this legacy that I'm building here in Denver.
Yeah, it's just tough when somebody comes to you and says, like, hey, you've got a $14.5 million salary this year. Can we get that down to $10.5 million? Like, just
even on, that might not be what they were willing to give.
Maybe. You don't really know. But just on principle, just like, somebody comes and says, we want you to take a pay cut.
We want you to do the same job for like 50% less.
Yeah. You got asked that question, didn't you, Todd?
Yep, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's also tough when, for Justin, with all these safeties on the market, who knows what he gets? Like, maybe he does get 15 a year, 17 a year, like he probably should. But when you have, there's probably half the league could sign a starting safety. There's so many in free agency right now. If he does wind up taking $10, $11 million a year, potentially after turning down a pay cut, if he was even offered that pay cut. It's just a weird situation when you're asked to give money away.
Very interesting.
Go ahead.
If you guys see me keep wiping my face, there's nothing wrong. I took my pre-workout this morning before my lift, and it just won't wear off. So
I'm just like hot.
Yeah, like itchy a little bit, a little sweaty. So we're all good.
I was walking in, and Todd just looked like stressed, like wiping himself in that. And it was just like, is there any way we could get this fan over there? Like, it was like, Todd, what is
it? It will not wear off, man. It's also crazy.
Really hot in here.
It is really hot. It is really hot.
You know, it's snowing outside, so you dress warm. And then you walk into this room, and it's like 78 degrees. And you're like, okay, well. Probably could have worn shorts to work today.
And then you took a pre-workout.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Just buzzing over there.
We haven't gotten your thoughts on Justin Simmons yet.
I mean, a lot of my reaction to the Broncos news over the last couple days has just been sadness. Mm-hmm. I like for Justin that he's going to have a chance to choose where he wants to play. And hopefully go to a contender and play in a playoff game, something that he's never done before. From Broncos' standpoint, it's just like, it's sad because there hasn't been that many great draft picks in the post-Peyton Manning era, and Justin Simmons, you could probably argue, was the best one in terms of where you got him and how good he was. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it would have been really awesome to see Justin get the highs of Denver. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if Justin Simmons ever got to experience Mile High at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes me, like, a guy who was here and, you know, if we're lucky, we'll come back to this community when his career is over, won't have the same feelings and memories that, like, Todd has of playing as a Bronco. And that just makes me sad. So that was my main reaction to it. But from a football general manager standpoint, I think it's a necessary thing for the Broncos to take a step back before they take a step forward. Mm-hmm. It just sucks that, like, it's Justin Simmons. If this was like my Madden team and it was some like generated player that doesn't have a personality, it would be a lot easier to be, can't afford him. Yeah. When it's, you know, the best person on the team potentially in terms of like just like being a dude, it hurts a lot more. So
you see, he went and spoke to like a youth group last night. Maybe I think it was the night before. It was the night he got cut. So like at that whole day, like then he just drives out there and is talking to all these kids and stuff. And it's like, you don't take one day off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not who he is, man.
It's crazy.
He's a real one through and through.
Yeah. And like you said about him as a draft pick, like even at the time, everybody was like, yeah, this is a great pick. It's like, he's a third rounder. And everybody's like, yeah, he's just a starting free safety. Like, he's going to be a great player in the NFL. He might be one of the best. Like, he has the perfect build for it. He has all the athleticism. Like, wasn't his nickname at Boston College like Baby Jesus or something like that? I think it was something like that because he was just like such a good guy. Yeah. And so he goes in the draft and it's like, so why is he a third round pick? He's like, oh, he's just incredible. Like, he's going to be one of the best free safeties. And it's like, well, why did he sit there that long? It's like, oh, just a free safety.
Well, and I was just going to say, it goes into the value of the position, and I think we're going to see some shock. I hope this doesn't happen for Justin, but I think we're going to see some shockingly low salaries for safeties that are on this market because there's so many out there, and they're just going to get waited out. Like, you could see something like Shaq Barrett, you know, when he left, and it's different because that's a highly valued position, but the market wasn't there for them. He takes a 1-year, $5 million deal from the Bucks, and, you know, has what, 20 sacks or something.
Yeah.
And then he gets paid. But I think you're going to see a lot of teams. You know how when teams make a move, every team's fan base goes, well, we could have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what everyone's going to be doing with the safeties. There's so many good safeties out there, and people are just going to be like, wait, we couldn't pay that guy $5.5 million?
Yep.
So it's weird kind of how the positional values in the NFL ebb and flow, and right now safety is not in a good position.
Exactly. The market just tanked in the span of a week, which is wild. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Because I keep getting like all these pop-ups on Reddit. Like the last one was like the Packers. It's just a Packers fan posting a picture of like Justin Simmons in a Packer uniform saying like, do you guys think there's any chance we can get him? And like everybody's just so fired up, which is fun for him too, like you said, just to see him get to go play somewhere else where the ceiling's just a little bit higher than it is in Denver right now. But I mean, he's led the NFL in interceptions since he came into the league.
Yep.
Like, he's just been so steady back there. People almost just forget that he was as great as he is.
It reminds me a little bit of Patrick Surtain's college tape. It was just, like, so clean. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's just a lot of times where he just, like, has perfect coverage and they don't throw it. And it's just, like, you almost take it for granted.
Yep.
And I think that happened a lot with Justin. Like, maybe with safeties, we like the highlight reel is more like big hits and stuff like that. And it's just like Justin just doing his job every single down for a season almost gets taken for granted. And I hope this doesn't happen for the Broncos, but there's probably a high chance that there's going to be several games next year where we're like, man, it would have been nice to have Justin Simmons in that game.
Yep. Justin Simmons would have made that play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be an all-pro, Pro Bowl player once again this year. Like, it's going to happen. That's just who he is.
He's going to get, like, a pick in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, oh, wow. Like, all of the NFL world will be talking about it. It's like, oh, Justin Simmons just went and won that wild card game with that interception. We'll be like, we let him go.
Yep.
Bah, not fun. Back to Tim Patrick, though, before we wrap this up. If I were to say, like, 700 yards, 650 yards for Tim Patrick this year, you take the over or the under?
I think, you know, what did Cortland have this year?
Nine, something.
I think nine, yeah.
Yeah. So I would probably say a little bit under. I know that we haven't gotten a lot of production out of our wide receivers as a whole, you know what I'm saying, the last couple of years. And then you talk about coming back from, you know, two-season-ending injuries. And we saw how Javonte did it. I mean, he came back. He looked strong, but he just wasn't himself. It didn't have the same number. So I think Tim may be kind of in that same boat. I hope that he comes back with a lot of fight and energy and tenacity. But, you know, come back from injuries, I think it's always a little bit tougher to put up the same numbers that you did before you were injured.
I think it's honorable that you tried to answer that question, Todd, but there's just no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I can answer that without knowing who the quarterback is and who the other wide receivers are.
Yeah.
But if
can't
I had,
you answer it knowing that we don't know who the quarterback is, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes. There's so much, an answer.
Yeah, there's so much weight in the balance. Like,
maybe it's Kirk Cousins. But other than that,
if it's not Kirk Cousins, then he's going over.
It's either Kirk Cousins or it's not.
Yeah, I would take the under. Yeah. I would take the under on any number you gave me for a Broncos wide receiver right now because, as far as I'm concerned, Jarrett Stidham is the starting quarterback. So until that changes, I would have to go with the Broncos passing game being terrible next year.
Stidham's not throwing for four bills?
No.
Also, I mean, this has to be – it's obviously a bad sign for Cortland and Jerry staying in Denver, but do you think it's like the nail in the coffin?
Let me turn the question back on you. Yeah. Is it one or the other or both that's going to be gone?
After this, I would bet both.
Wow.
But
– you think they're banking all on TP now? Because I don't know if this is a bad sign because it means that they freed up money. Mm-hmm. So they actually have to do less to move money so they maybe can keep one or both now because they need actually less movement in cap space.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's possible.
I would think Jerry would have the highest chance of staying.
Yeah.
From a dollars and cents standpoint.
Yeah, he could. It's just tricky because in theory, you've got two of your three starters in Tim Patrick and Marvin Mims. And with Patrick, maybe you do bring back like little Jordan Humphrey. You still have like Jalen Virgil, Brandon Johnson. So there's a little bit of a backup plan. But I do think you need one more starter. It's just whether it's Jerry, Court, or somebody else.
I think we're going to talk about this in a second, but this is like a perfect segue into what you just said and what that would mean for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our starting. You mean you got
like
one,
you're talking
one
about Lil Jordan Humphrey.
One Marvin Mims who's not a proven wide receiver not in the league yet. He's a good return man and had good moments at wide receiver, but he's not proven. So second year guy and then Lil Jordan Humphrey's like.
He's a blocker.
That's tough.
Yeah, you're.
It's tough.
You're that's a hell of a
terrible picture right now.
Oh yeah, man,
I did the mock off season, and then I think it was like Tyler Boyd, Cortland Sutton, Mims, and everybody was like, "You invested way too much in receiver. Like, it's you just can't do it. Like, you need more offensive linemen. Like, the defense is going to be terrible. It's like you got to kind of pick and choose your strengths." But we'll get to that in a second. Real
I think
quick.
Really quick that you need to listen to Coach Prime talk about how you can make your mind so that love is louder than hate. Mm. Because every time you talk about your mock off season, you're like, everyone hated it. Everyone this, everyone that. And I'm like, from my perspective, everyone loved it.
There, it more just like was a topic for debate.
Like, I think this might be the most appreciated piece of content you've ever made.
I think so too. But then on the flip side of that, whenever you throw like a bunch of opinions out there, like the people who say like, wow, this was great. Like, this was fun. Like, nobody's saying I'm in love with Henry Chisholm. But on the flip side, when it's like, oh, he thought Garrett Bowles would get traded for this, that guy's the devil. Like, that is the worst person on it. So it's just like the love is never as strong as the hate because it just can't be.
It should be in your brain, though.
No, but it's just good to see, like, what plays and what doesn't. But if you want to go feel love, go over to Circa Resort and Casino because they make it feel like home. You're going back out there soon, right? Or was that news? Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, we're allowed to say that. Okay. I'm going to Vegas on Tuesday.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one.
Oh,
which that, may I ruined another.
There yeah, go. That is not broken yet.
Okay. Well,
uh-oh.
Vegas next week.
I don't even know what's happening there.
Going to be fun.
Vegas next week. Yes. Alyssa will be there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we are all celebrating because the Buffs won last night, which means we get an off day in Vegas.
Oh, that's official.
Yeah. We are off on Wednesday.
Wow.
Start thinking of things we got to do, Alyssa.
Yep.
Well,
one
thing
of those
you do.
Gun ranges.
Oh, that would be a good time. They have some crazy ones there, too.
Yeah.
They'll have like the helicopter guns. Yeah. They'll have like you can do whatever you want with a gun there.
Yeah. Not that I'm like a big guns guy.
Yeah.
But I've just seen that as a thing that people do in Vegas. Like, I never have free time when I'm in Vegas. It's just like work, gamble, drink, work.
I'm not like a gun guy either, but then as soon as I hold a gun, I'm like,
go get crazy.
It's like, I mean, you can't say it's not a good time. Like, but that's not really the point here. The point is Circa is awesome. If you need something to do, there's going to be basketball tournaments going all day. It's a great place to go. Watch all the massive screens. Watch at Stadium Swim. They've got all the games up there. Ooh, have you checked the weather yet?
Yeah, 70s.
That's nice.
Huge.
That is really nice. So Circa's the best. They've got all sorts of different stuff. 143 by 40-foot LED screen that's open 365 days a year. If you're heading out to Vegas for, you know, a Bronco game next season, Avs Knights, or one of these tournaments next week, you can book your stay with the code DNVR20 for 20% off and download the Circa Sportsbook app available in Colorado. It's at circasports.com. Bets can only made what or be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Yeah. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Speaking of things that start with C-I-R-C.
Bow,
Circle
bow,
K.
Bow, bow, bow.
You can become a Inner Circle Rewards member by scanning that QR code on the screen. And you can save on all sorts of things, including right now if you text DNVR to 31310, you can get a free any size Polar Pop.
That's, I mean,
pretty great deal.
I would imagine the big ones are very big.
Whoa.
There we go. One a day.
I mean, it's named after polar bears,
which is the biggest bear,
which are huge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, you got to get in on that. You can also go to www.circlek.com/innercircle. So I would say become an Inner Circle Rewards member. Use all the money you save to then go to Circa and put it all on black.
Wow. That would be incredible. What else would be incredible is if the Broncos got a rookie quarterback.
Would that be incredible?
I think so. I'm full on team. No. Don't touch these free agent quarterbacks. Don't worry.
I'm on that team as well.
Just go get a rookie. Stidham, DiNucci, a rookie. Whatever happens, happens. If it doesn't work out, you get a new one when you get a new one.
Okay, so I have strong feelings about this.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
And it has everything to do with the picture that you just painted about the wide receivers. Like, you were talking about Jalen Virgil, with all due respect.
Remember the last play Jalen Virgil played?
Yep.
Yeah, 50-yard bomb. Got it going out of bounds.
No, I'm not hating on Jalen Virgil.
Preseason game.
But when I'm thinking of how am I going to make my rookie quarterback succeed, just like his name wouldn't necessarily come to my mind, and neither would Marvin Mims, and neither would Lil Jordan Humphrey, and maybe Tim Patrick would.
What about Brandon Johnson?
No.
Ah.
So
Michael Bandy.
I am terrified because I think that a lot goes into getting your quarterback and having it be right. I'd love to believe that, like, there's just the guys and there's just not the guys, and all you have to do is just get the guy and you're good. But I don't think it's that simple, especially when you're taking the fourth or fifth quarterback taken in the draft.
Yeah.
So it really worries me to go get a, let's say, J.J. McCarthy, who now might have, like, played his way out of Broncos pick. But let's just say you got J.J. McCarthy. This is a guy who had the best offensive line in the country, the best running game in the country, and was really good at what I call layups and threes. It's like he's just going to hit the easy stuff, and then he's going to hit a big one once in a while. And then you're putting him on a team where, like, there are just no layups. And that terrifies me because I think that these guys' confidence can get shot really easily. This is a really young football player who's going to come in and not have a true number one. Or maybe even a true number two?
It's possible.
I don't like putting a guy into that situation. And so I think with the Broncos kind of having to tear down their roster a little bit, this is not the year to say, like, go save us to a young quarterback. So I think from an interest standpoint and an excitement standpoint, it'd be great to have a rookie quarterback because we have something to talk about, something to follow through the whole season. If I was running the Broncos, I would not draft a rookie quarterback this year.
So you wouldn't get a free agent, and you wouldn't draft. So you're just going with Stidham and DiNucci.
Stidham season.
Wow.
And I'm not trying to win. That's the thing.
But that's what they said they were doing.
I know. I know. I'm just saying what I would do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be trying to win next year. Especially because you get a rookie quarterback. The best part of having a rookie quarterback is the fact that they're cost controlled.
Yep.
And you can build a roster around them better than you can at really any other point with a quarterback. You're already in cap hell. So why throw away two seasons of that? If you just take one for the team this year, take one for the organization this year and just suck, then at least if you get a rookie quarterback next year, you're only sacrificing one of the 5 years where those guys are cost controlled rather than two.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. At the same time, though, you have to find one at some point. Like, the idea, like, you could wait a couple years when the books are clear, draft one then, but then that guy doesn't work out.
Yep.
And then you're stuck, and 2 years later, you try again, and maybe that guy does. But I think you're just in a situation where you obviously need a quarterback. You're going to have one that's supposed to go right around where you're going to pick. Like, if you like the guy, you got to roll the dice. I mean,
you love the guy.
Okay, if you love the guy, you got to roll the dice, because you're never going to find a quarterback unless you try. And they haven't tried in so long.
They tried. They just tried.
I mean, I guess this Russell Wilson is
this is the
a
result
try.
Of us trying right now.
But that's a different kind of try. Like, you got to try to find a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
When's the last time they drafted a rookie quarterback in the top 10?
Not top 10, but
Jay Cutler?
I think he was 11.
Okay.
It might be the 90s.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. You do have to try, but mm-hmm. I also think that you have to consider the situation that you're putting a player into.
Yeah.
It's like, it's third cross-sport reference. When you have a rookie pitcher, uh-huh. and he's like a high-caliber prospect,
yep.
like, you don't have his first start be on the road against the Dodgers, because there's a chance he gets shelled, and that might mess up his confidence. For me, this is like, the entire next season for the Broncos is on the road against the Dodgers, and I don't want to put a rookie quarterback into that situation and potentially ruin a guy who might have been great because you didn't have anything around him.
Yeah.
I think that's fine, but I am a fan like of rebuilding too, so I totally mm-hmm. understand that. But if we're not going to draft a quarterback and we're paying Russell Wilson to leave and we're cutting our best players, like, why not just keep Russell Wilson and try to build something around the quarterback position? Then when his contract is up, mm-hmm. at least after next year, let him go, and we're still building, and we'll find a quarterback then. But right now, we're just paying somebody not to be there. That's hurting our salary cap, and now we have nothing on the roster.
Well, wasn't this the only year that they could really cut Russ, though?
They would have had him for two more at $18.5 million per year if they kept him. Which, again, for a quarterback, that's Case Keenum money.
I think the answer to your question has everything to do with the relationship between Russ and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there, and so, like, why try to make something work mm-hmm. if it's not there? And I think Sean, maybe more than anyone, was just like, this isn't my quarterback. What are we doing here? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not. I don't want to commit to him for two more years.
I agree. I mean, that's definitely what happened. It's just like, are we making business decisions, or is it just all about how we feel? Because Justin was a business decision, but Russ was a how we feel decision.
Yeah, it's a shame Justin wasn't a how you feel decision, because he'd still be here.
I agree. I mean, you should have a plan and go after it. And I think in the end, the plan is go get a rookie quarterback.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think that's necessarily the best idea.
Yeah. I would do it now. I think that you make a whole bunch of cuts. You tear the team down. You do what you can to patch up the offensive line. You invest in a receiver to a tight end and get the offense not good, but like not just setting up for failure. Because then I think he kind of fits your timeline in a way. Like he can be hitting that like year two, year three situation when he's playing well and still cheap, right when the team should be in a situation where they can just go blow $50 million on free agents and have like a big year. But I mean, I obviously get why you wouldn't. I just think you got to roll the dice.
Yeah, we're rolling the dice. And I just don't know if all the decisions we're making, like, if it's me at GM, I'm like sitting down and game planning like, okay, it's 2024. How are we in the Super Bowl by 2027?
Exactly.
And I don't know if we're taking all the steps to get to that point. It doesn't feel like they're concrete, mm-hmm. a concrete vision. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I don't know if everybody feels like they'll be here in 2027.
I was going to say, do you think Sean Payton envisions himself coaching the Denver Broncos?
I don't know if Sean feels like he'll be here. I don't know if George feels like he'll be here. I don't know if anybody feels like they'll be here in 2027 besides the ownership.
Definitely. I mean, that's fair. Like, because if you're Sean Payton, the way I see it, this year you get a pass. I think year one, you check your boxes, three-game improvement, best season in a while. 2024, you get a pass for whatever happens. This is the eat Russell Wilson's contract year. Next year, you got to take, like, a step. You got to look like you got some momentum. And the year after, you need to be impressive.
Yeah.
Like, whether that's winning playoff games, whether that's, like, 12 wins in the season. But you got to do something to show that this is working. That does speed things up, though, versus if you were really to, like, take the full rebuild and shoot for 2027. I guess that plan would be, like, shoot for 2026, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end that Sean Payton will view this as almost like a free development year for the quarterback with no pressure.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that I'm going to have to just get on board with that plan and hope that he's right. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if you do go draft a quarterback this year, you tell them, like, hey, look, this is a tough situation. We don't have the most talent around you. Like, if I'm Sean Payton, I'm telling him, I want you to take this year to just nail this offense. Like, so that when we are ready next year and beyond, you can just go get it. Like, I don't need you to be a hero. I don't need you to go make crazy plays. Like, let's just get the offense down this year.
See, that almost... Who was it? It was Mel Kiper saying, like, yeah, J.J. McCarthy might pass Drake May. I think that clip came out either this morning or last night. That, to me, feels like a Drake May plan. Like, if he really does slide, you get up to 8, you say, like, Stidham can start the year. At some point, you sub Drake in, let him get some reps, and then the year after, you kind of unleash him.
Let me ask you this. If you were to take Drake May with your first-round pick this year, and you went 2-15, would you be willing to go quarterback again next year?
Yeah, but mostly because you have probably the top pick in the draft. Like, it might be kind of a waste because then you probably still have to trade up for Drake May, get to, like, 8 or 9. At the very least, and this is assuming JJ passes him, you would probably trade him for, like, a third-round pick, which isn't a great investment.
Maybe better.
Yeah, it just kind of depends. But if you have the number one overall pick, and, I mean, Shador seems like he's that guy right now, assuming nothing crazy happens between now and then, yeah, like, you probably pull the trigger.
That's not the plan. If the plan was, like, just come in and get some reps and, you know, it's not a big good situation, we'll get you right. And if we're eager to pull the trigger next year, it's like this whole year was a waste. That whole draft pick was a waste.
True.
We could have went and got Brock Bowers knowing that we weren't going to have a good year anyway and then just get Shador at number one next year.
But that's like plan C. It's like 2-15 is like, oh, no, this really didn't work.
Well, and I'm saying in a world where that quarterback does not look like the guy.
Yeah.
But again, that's why I'm just worried about taking the quarterback this year, because it's like, I think it's going to be really hard for them to look like the guy. Now, you're going to see, if you got a good quarterback, you're going to see flashes, and I think, you know, any fan base is going to find something to hang their hat on going into the next season. I'm really trying to not turn this into a I talk about how great Shador thing is.
Yeah.
He's pretty nice.
That would be my plan.
Yeah. The thing, we're all basically on the same page with Shador, which is
except
like...
Except for Henry.
But see, like, the same
page... No, tell him what you said.
He's not as good as Caleb Williams.
Didn't you say he wouldn't be a first-round quarterback this year? Isn't that what you said?
I don't think so, no. Oh, we'd have to go back and check the tapes. But he would be number two quarterback for me this year. It'd just be behind Caleb Williams. Next year, he's number one, which is like the same page. That's just a different page than like he's number one and by a mile. But there's really no difference there because you're still taking him number one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Caleb or Shador conversation is a fair one to have. A lot of people, though, were saying to me yesterday...
He's changing, man.
Check the tapes.
At least he's changing for the better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Check the tapes. We're fans of personal growth here.
It's like, well, all the CU fans, like, I made my one appearance on the podcast last year, and they all just hated me because I was like, yeah, I think they're going to go to the bowl game, but I don't think they're going to do much better than that. They're like, oh, my God. And it's like, I was generous. But that's a separate conversation.
Yeah, so like, there's a lot of takes like this from Tim. Shador be QB4 in this draft. I just disagree with that categorically. Yeah. But that's where I think the conversation more centers. Like, Caleb versus Shador is more about a conversation of style.
Yeah,
like Caleb is very much more the Patrick Mahomes style of quarterback, whereas Shador's much more of a traditional.
He's like, the Brady style.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And Tom Brady is his mentor.
Yep.
So that makes sense. Like, it's diagnosing defenses and dissecting them in that way rather than breaking out of the pocket and throwing it a sidearm 60-yard pass down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of NFL GMs would prefer the Patrick Mahomes style because that's the guy who's tearing up the league right now. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's a lot of coaches who prefer the Shador style.
Yeah.
Again, I'm the, not the trying not, to turn this into a Shador podcast.
The biggest knock on both of them is the same, which is that they hold on to the ball too long. And, like, the idea, like...
I think you're going to see that change this year for Shador.
I hope so. But, that like, that's the knock for Shador, and it's also, like, if that's why you wouldn't draft him, well, then Caleb Williams has the exact same problem.
Yeah.
So what are you really doing here?
No, for me, the reason that Shador was holding the ball so long last year is because he was the entire offense.
Exactly.
And so he's trying to make hero plays to win the game for the team, whereas this year I think he's going to be able to play in a much more structured offense.
Yep.
And you're not going to come away with that takeaway after his film this year. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Okay. This one a little bit long, and we're going to ask the actual question after. But real quick, American Financing is awesome. We've heard from a couple of people who've reached out, gotten mortgages from American Financing, and great experiences from them, great experiences from American Financing as well. So let's keep that going. They have a bunch of perks, including that they don't get commission. They're all salary-based mortgage consultants, which means there's no incentive for them to put you in a loan that doesn't make sense. They just get their salary regardless. On average, American Financing is saving their customers $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity, wiping out high-interest credit card debt. They've been a local company for forever, but they also are licensed to work in all 50 states. So even if you're not from Colorado, American Financing can work for you. You can go get a consultation, and they'll help you figure out what your best plan is. So call American Financing, and if you call today, you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. You could tell them DMVR sent you at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DMVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
And shout out to our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. You know, I'm not a big beer guy, but I definitely love my Breck Brew. If I am going to have a beer, I definitely am going to choose either Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Fun Slinger, and then when I don't have a beer, I do the Good Company Hard Seltzer. So I'm Breck Brew all the way. Definitely a good time to have a Breck Brew. With all these moves the Broncos are making, we never know what's next. So make sure you can hang out and chill with a good Breck Brew. Breck you can check out their beer Breck locator at breckbrew.com to find the brew near you.
There you go.
All right. Real quick, because we never actually touched on this. If you were a rookie quarterback, where would the Broncos rank among where you want to go? And don't worry about, like, first overall pick gets more money. Just you got the Bears. You got the Commanders, the Patriots, the Falcons, probably the Vikings, Broncos, Raiders. Those are kind of the teams there.
I think you have to start by saying none of those are a good situation.
That's why they're. That's why they can go draft a quarterback.
But sometimes I think there's teams that have a good situation for a quarterback, despite being bad the year before. Maybe because of their quarterback. I don't think any of these are like, oh, this is a perfect place for a quarterback to go into. Like, Patrick Mahomes walked into a perfect situation.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I mean, like John Madden said, the best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't need one.
I would pick, first on my list would be the Vikings.
Yep.
Good offense, two star wide receivers. They were able to win games with Kirk Cousins, Josh Dobbs. They will put you in a good position to find your niche.
Yep.
So for me, I feel like Vikings would be one, and then probably Broncos or Raiders.
Yeah, I think you're actually right. That might actually be an actually good situation. Yeah. I just said actually so many times. other than that, though, and the other thing you have to consider with the Vikings is, are you going to be better than Kirk Cousins?
You're not right away, you're not.
Yeah, so the team's going to have to take a step back because of you. That's not great.
Yeah, it's not a great way to start. But I go through, I mean, the Bears, they showed something late. I think somebody did a great Reddit thread. I can't remember. It was yesterday they put it out. Because people said, like, Justin Fields had a great end of the season. I went back through numbers, and it was like 8 touchdowns, 7 turnovers. Like, they're really... It was mostly the team around him that played great. So they might have a little bit of momentum, mostly because they have so much money to spend also. The Commanders, again, like Terry McLaurin, they traded both of those defensive ends that made them so good. So, I mean, that's not great either. The Patriots, obviously just rebuilding. nothing really stands out. Like, there's really no reason to go to any of them. So I do look, it's probably the Vikings one. I'd probably say Broncos two in front of the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly going to put the Broncos too.
Yeah.
And I was talking about this with someone yesterday, and they were like, I don't think if the Broncos had the number one pick that Caleb Williams would want to go there. And I just thought that was a crazy take.
Yeah.
It's a historically great franchise.
Yep.
It has a history of quarterbacks.
Yep.
It has a incredibly loyal fan base.
Yep.
And it has a one of the best offensive coaches of all time leading you. And none of these other situations have that piece, which is a guy who is held in that regard as an offensive head coach. So I put the Broncos too, but it has a lot more to do with
the big picture.
Exactly. Yeah. The big picture rather than next year, because next year is going to be bad for any quarterback.
All right, we've got a draft now. We get to draft things that are orange. And the only rule here is that the Broncos, cannot be chosen because, obviously, if one of us takes the Broncos, that's going to win the vote. So things that are orange.
And we're picking orange things like that are just outright orange, not like a orange car, right?
I think anything – well, no, you can't, like, take – you can't be like an orange Lamborghini.
Yeah, you can't take it back and be any color and just make
it orange. Yes, it has to be like
primarily orange.
Yeah, orange is part of its identity.
Perfect.
Yep, I think that's right. Do we have an order set up?
I think I should go first this time.
You want to go first?
I got to be honest because I've gone second every draft.
Oh, really?
See, I'm. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, we'll just start at the back. There we go.
Oh, man, I get last.
All right. Dang.
Oof.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. So my first round pick, starting off strong, I'm going to go with the Bengal Tiger.
Ooh.
It's orange.
Yep.
Doesn't get more orange. Strong, powerful, fast. Going with Tiger.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Tigers are awesome.
I have such a good pick, and I'm just praying that you haven't thought of it.
I'm going to take basketball.
Let's go. Good pick. But
yeah. People love basketball.
All right. Right here. Probably should have gone number one overall. Sunsets.
Sunsets. Wow.
That was my second
pick. All right.
Sunsets are good. Sunsets are really good.
I was going to say Colorado sunsets, but I'll leave that up to you know, the people, what their favorite kind of sunset is.
Just take them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado's in there.
Yep. Beach sunset, desert sunset.
Yeah. Wow. That was my number one, too. It's all good.
All right. Next thing I'm going to take is orange juice, which I actually think is better than just regular oranges.
I think yeah, it is. It's not like oranges have like a health benefit, but that's the only thing they have over the juice, I think.
I mean, you guys can still take orange. I'm taking the juice.
I'd have the juice first. I'm going to take Doritos.
Nice.
Yeah, I love Doritos.
There it is.
I mean, that honestly is probably the best chip.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. You don't think so? What is then?
My next choice.
What? Oh.
Cheetos?
Cheetos,
damn. Okay.
Cheetos are for sure better than Doritos.
But no, orange Cheetos aren't Cheeto even
Puffs.
The best Cheetos.
Wait, Cheetos Puffs.
And you can make the case that orange Doritos aren't even the best Doritos.
No, Cheeto.
Definitely.
Cheeto cool Puffs are top two. It's either Hot Cheetos or Cheeto Puffs.
Hot Cheetos.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, Cheeto Puffs are up there, though.
All right.
In my eyes, I'm not saying for everybody.
Wow.
Which also opens up the conversation of, are Cheetos chips?
Well, what qualifies a chip? It's the crunch.
I don't know.
Like to me, a chip
feels flat.
Flat feels like a chip.
Yeah.
But you know, we ask this to all the Buffs players who come on the show, and they all say that Cheetos are chips.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be. But
is a
only
corn
because
nut
I don't know what else it would be.
No, but when you get a bag of chips, it's Doritos, Cheetos. Well, sometimes pretzels are in there, but I would say
Cheetos are
pretzel, yeah.
Cheetos are almost closer to the popcorn family. Because they're popped corn.
But they're but popcorn is a little I don't know.
It's not corn bad. Nuts aren't chips. I don't know how Cheetos can be.
corn nuts definitely aren't chips.
They're though. Nuts.
They're not. Exactly.
No, they're not. They're just corn.
Wow. All right. For my third pick. For me personally, I love a good orange sickle. You guys ever had an orange sickle?
Oh, yeah. Great pick.
That it's like orange on the outside, ice cream in the middle.
Yep.
That's fire.
I haven't had really that in a long time.
That's fire.
Speaking of fire, I'm actually going to take fire. I mean, that's just one of those.
Wow.
Like, I think it's easy to overlook, but we wouldn't be here without fire. Like, that was the first invention was fire.
Yes, but also at this stage of civilization, fires are usually bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
A control fire is not bad.
But exactly.
Just fire in general, just out there. Yeah.
Well, and then, like, you got... Nature needs fire. Like, things have to burn down. It's just, like, part of the ecosystem. Like, there's a big cycle there. It just sucks when people are really close to the fire, obviously. But then you go to, like, bonfires or campfires, and there's those enough other fires. That
imagine you combine your third-round pick with my first-round pick, bonfire and a sunset.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's an orange dream right there.
That is an orange dream.
Speaking of Orange Dream, I think there's actually a version of what I'm talking about here called Orange Dream. Mm. There's certainly one called Orange Crush. I'm cornering the orange beverage market here by taking orange soda.
That was on my board. I was considering it. I thought it might slip.
Oh, man. Okay, now things get a little bit tough.
That's like from Keenan and Kel. You guys ever watched that?
Yes. That might be before Henry's time.
You never seen Keenan and Kel?
No, somebody put together like a montage of like Nickelodeon theme songs.
Yeah.
From the 90s. I'd only heard of like half the shows. And so I've heard of it. It's crazy though. I didn't even know they existed, but I've heard of it, but I've never actually watched it. I know the concept.
All right.
Yeah.
That's sad. We'll get you right.
It is. Yeah, it's sad.
All right.
You missed SpongeBob though, I'm sure.
Wraparound pick here. Oh, man.
The back-to-back can be tricky.
Mm-mm. I know. I've got a couple options here. I think I'm going to go with... Give me... I'm just going to take oranges.
Wow.
Orange juice and oranges. All right.
Wow, it's a lot. You've of cornered the market over of, there. Yeah.
So much citrus.
Wow. Damn. I'm really struggling with this one. I'm going to go... give me... I think I might lose my... You know what? Give me Nemo. Give me Nemo.
Okay. The fish?
The fish, yeah.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's all kind of in one.
Yeah, Nemo. That's so much. Yeah.
Nemo's a... Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stand by.
I like the media aspect. So my next pick, I had to stop talking because I feel like I was talking too much. Once you brought up Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
I'm taking Nickelodeon.
Oh, that's actually a great one.
When you think about Nickelodeon, it's the orange splat on the screen and Nickelodeon above it. So that's everything from Rocket Power to As Told by Ginger.
Rocket Power's a good one. I had a Rocket Power video game.
Cat Dog.
Cat Dog, yep.
Some hits.
Cat Dog is a classic.
And then last... You took all the oranges, but if I take cuties, that's like mandarins.
That's allowed. Yeah.
No.
Wait, that's mandarin. A mandarin's orange. A mandarin different from an orange?
This is a 2 out of 3 thing. So, okay. Actually, it should be because you're obviously biased.
Yes.
We disagree. Alyssa, you're the tiebreaker. I took oranges as a pick. He's trying to pick like tangerines.
Is that different?
I think that all... All right.
I think tangerines are
you want me to
different.
Go a different fruit?
No.
I can go different.
She was the tiebreaker. Yep. She took your side. Give them tangerine. Or cuties. Oh, you want cuties more specifically?
Yeah, let me do cuties.
All right. Fair.
Because there's something different in that. Whatever seed they're planting with cuties, it's a little bit different. Because they're fire.
Those are good. Wait. Oh, that was the back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm going to just not ruin my chances. There were some weird ones on the board. I'm going to take cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to take cheese. Cheese is great.
I mean, not all cheese is orange. I feel like you have to specify an orange cheese, such as cheddar.
Cheddar would be top of the board, but like, I can't just take all orange cheeses. Orange cheese?
Yeah, put orange cheese on there. See how that plays online.
Just give me orange cheese. Give me orange cheeses.
Oh, my God. Okay. I feel like I... someone said I was being lazy. I'm staying in the food and beverage category here, but taking a very different route. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if Nickelodeon is eligible because it just has an orange logo, I'm taking Reese's.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yep. Yes, orange.
That's fair, yeah. I was tempted to take the Grand Canyon or like the desert, but I was like, there's also a lot of flaws with the desert.
Yeah.
By the way, are you a Reese's or Reese's person?
Reese's.
Reese's.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Reese's. Reese's is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like a guy named Reese started it. It's his. Reese's.
Yeah. It's, she's not Reese Witherspoon. That'd be insane.
A girl named Reese, but I think it was a guy.
what?
That invented Reese's.
Okay. I wonder. Yeah.
Now that the draft is over, I did have a question. Could you have taken like Donald Trump?
That he was on one of the lists, and it really made me laugh. Like I broke down laughing. I really wanted to bring it up. I was like,
I thought about it while I was like thinking my ideas. Like, I was like,
Snooki.
Yeah, because you had taken Snooki.
I think you probably could have
spray tans in general.
Spray tans, you definitely could have. That yeah.
What else was on the board? Like, could you have taken like Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I Ginger. Think so. Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Sam Darnold more of a strawberry
blonde?
It's not
as orange, yeah.
Carrot Top. We could take Carrot Top.
We saw Carrot Top. We saw Carrot Top in Vegas.
Carrot Top is struggling. Wow.
You could have taken carrots.
Definitely could have taken carrots. Do we have any super chats, Alyssa? Yes.
Awesome. Oompa Loompas would have been a good one. Does anybody want those? I don't know.
Like, I guess they have good vibes. Let's see. Let's get this first one here from Dirkandrika.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Dirk, I can't read from here. I think that's what it says.
Dirkandrika.
$20 to see Todd fired up again. JK, love the pod. Still pissed about Jay Sims, though. Business is cutthroat. I get that, but the dude was our rock. Anyway, yeah, it sucks.
Dang, $20 for Todd being angry.
Yeah, he did that yesterday because he was really fired up. He was still pretty fired up about Justin today, but a little bit less so.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of like the decision. Yeah. I just feel like, as a team and organization, I wish that we kept more players that were good to us for longer periods of time. And then also just him, like, everything he did on the field, off the field. It almost feels like everything he did for the community, everything he did for the team, how he sacrificed his time, like, none of that matters outside of the numbers. Or none of that matters outside of, like, it's just bodies and numbers at a certain point.
None of it matters to the team, at least.
I would argue, though, that that mattered, and it's the reason why the Broncos gave him the contract that they're now trying to get out of.
No, I think
but, I mean, he was so good.
He was like the number one safety in the league for those years. Like, he could have did nothing on the field, nothing off the field, and just primarily his play on the field would have got him that contract.
I just remember the conversation when we were talking about giving Justin that contract, and, like, that was a big part of it.
Yeah,
but in all actuality, I think this move goes to show that it didn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, because I mean, like, you can speculate that it matters, but
well,
he put his field on his on the play field mattered more. Because if you're a nice guy, if you're Russell Wilson,
yeah,
he kills it off the field.
Yep.
UC Health, whatever, you know, he kills it. If you don't produce on the field, and none of it matters, I'll give you $30 million to leave. If we don't, if we're not a good fit, you out. Yeah.
But I also think that the impact that you left is worth more than staying as a Bronco. You know what I mean? Like, all that work that he did in the community is a legacy that lasts. And
that is true.
He didn't, I know Justin would say this, he didn't do this to try and, like, gain favor within the Broncos organization. No. He did that because that's who he is, and he will always be remembered for that.
Absolutely. But, like, when I the just Broncos feel like push and say, like, hey, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this, and then you do it, and then you still get cut anyway.
Yeah.
There is something to that. But, I mean, obviously, for, like, all of the kids who we talk to and all that sort of stuff, like, absolutely matters. For Justin, it probably matters. And, like you said, like, 15 years from now, when people bring up Justin Simmons, it's going to be, like, great player. But even before that, they might say, like, yeah, he was just always, like, helping people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, isn't a bad legacy to leave at all.
He'll be remembered in the same vein as Steve Atwater.
Yeah?
Yep.
Just in terms of, like, the way people talk about him.
Yeah.
I got a text yesterday from someone that told me that, so they live in Denver, and their wife is from Kansas. She's a Chiefs fan.
Oh, no.
They have two young kids, very impressionable age. Broncos suck. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
Yep.
Everything should point to those kids becoming Chiefs fans.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to an event. Justin Simmons was there. They talked to Justin Simmons. Every time the Broncos play the Chiefs, his son, who's like about 7 or 8, says, like, I'm rooting for the Broncos because my friend Justin is on the team.
Heck yeah.
That's how that goes.
So, you got for lifers.
Yeah. That stuff matters.
I wonder who's rooting.
I didn't
for
get fired
year.
Up, but thanks for the super chat.
Hopefully,
hopefully Justin doesn't
hopefully
go.
Hopefully, once
Chiefs.
You're in, you're in. Yeah, we can't have Justin go into the Chiefs. Everyone can agree on that.
Also, that was Durka. I pulled up the stream on my computer so I can read it better. This one comes in from Cole Brady, who says, "You think we pick up a safety and free agency and re-sign PJ? I would imagine PJ is back. You know, it's just tough to guess what exactly his market is, just because there's so many safeties. Before, I would have thought, like, he probably does go get himself $4 million a year or something like that, something more than the minimum where you do have to think about it. But with so many guys out there, I would imagine you can get PJ back for pretty cheap. There's just no reason not to do that, I don't think.
Yeah, I think it's key. I think we have to go find a free safety. You guys talked about it. There's plenty of them out there that'll be cheaper than, you know, what we're planning on paying Justin. I think we still need more veteran leadership on the team as a whole. Can't go into it with a whole bunch of guys that are young, haven't started a lot, or, you know, just haven't made a name for themselves. So we need somebody with some kind of credibility to help with the back end of that defense.
Could you have made the case that, like, wheat beers are kind of orange?
Some beers definitely are.
Yeah.
I don't know the differences that well.
Well, like Blue Moon. You know,
that's pretty orange.
That you put an orange in.
Yeah.
Traditionally.
An orange in a beer. A beer with an orange in it. Just take the Blue Moon, yeah. Anyways. I think you could have gotten that one. Last super chat, it looks like, coming in from Denver Shadden. The best frontliner for the show, still loves Zach. Hey, we beat Zach.
I think they're making the case that Zach's off the top line.
Oh, dang. No.
He's going to the second power
Speaking
play.
Speaking of which, the Avs are going to be crazy tonight because they've got all those new guys. They've got like 4 new players.
I know. Reminds me, not really, but kind of reminds me of when the Nuggets traded Carmelo and then like the whole team was new the next game.
Yeah, and we're Googling like, who is Wilson Chandler?
Yep.
It's like, oh, this guy's kind of dope. Like Danilo Gallinari.
I remember Timofey Mozgov gave like a legendary interview in like very broken English.
Timofey Mozgov was a dog. That was, like, my era. Him and, like, Klaza and, like...
The Lakers gave Timofey Mozgov an obscene amount of money.
That was a mistake. At the worst time, too.
Yeah.
Because just having, like, a 7'2" guy who can't really, like, jump or shoot or anything, like, that's right when you stopped wanting that guy.
He also just, like, lives on forever because of that meme where they messed up his stats on the bottom line.
Yeah.
It says, like, 97 points, 86 rebounds.
All right. I think that does it for today. Make sure you give us a like on the way out. There is one note, and I was going to hit this off the top, but Tim Patrick took precedent. We made an executive decision to get rid of the opening song in the podcast for a few reasons, mostly because it's outdated, including saying, you know, Russ and the boys. And
Yes.
Mm. It was just time to move on from that song. So if any of you, you know, have a band or whatever, want to send in your submissions to be our new kind of opening theme song for the podcast going forward, make sure you send those in because we're starting that process over again because Russ is gone.
I feel like Pleasure Horse is going to get first crack at it.
Oh, Pleasure Horse absolutely getting first crack. Okay, all right. I mean, that's like
I'm learning this with you guys.
Yeah, no, that's like a -300 favorite. Yeah. I would imagine they've won all of these for forever.
The voice of the, I mean, and some people say Zach's the lead singer.
Some people do say Zach is the lead singer, and I'm not gonna say they're wrong. So yeah, if
I've
you
never
guys,
seen them both in the same place.
Neither
actually,
have I.
Yeah, I have.
I know. Mine was not there then. But yeah.
Wait, really quick. Before we end, do you guys want to play one more quick game?
Yeah.
Okay, so remember last week I said there's a Broncos-related person in my golf league?
Yes.
You make guesses. I'll tell you how close you are. One to scale 100. Yep. It was Mike Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's another Broncos-related person in my golf league. This one's going to be harder to get, but rapid fire guesses. I'll give you a scale of 1 to 100 how close you are.
I'll start with Jay Cutler.
Oh,
Jay Cutler. I don't think. I'm gonna say 60.
Till you get that.
60. You said Patrick Smythe.
Yeah,
that's like a 2.
Okay.
Okay, so Cutler like could be a quarterback, could be that era, could be also a former Bear. How about Mike Bell? We'll go same era.
Okay. That's an 88.
So I'm thinking running back around 2010, Tatum Bell?
90?
Damn, is there something with the bell?
You said Broncos running back around 2010?
Lance Ball?
88.
Moneyball?
75.
Okay, so before. Mike Anderson would have been too early.
Right in that area.
Just
keep naming running backs.
Oh, wow. Chat, we need some help. Name some running backs. Not Maurice Claret.
You would definitely know that this person lives in Colorado.
Noshon? No, we would know if Noshon was in your golf league. Terrell Davis? No. Bro, I'm struggling with the running backs from that era. Crockett? Crockett was way before it.
Nope.
Olandis Gary, also way before.
Yep. It's kind of in between where you guys are guessing.
Selvin Young? No, he can't live here.
No.
I'm just going to be honest. My knowledge doesn't go past like Monty and Noshon. I think that's as far back.
Dre, the era is Broncos running back between 2000 and 2010.
That lives in Denver. Names.
That definitely lives in Denver.
Olandis Gary, Mike Anderson got those.
Has almost come on this show. Got it.
Ruben Drones. Ruben Drones is in your golf
league. In the golf league.
Wow.
That dude is a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was, that was Wisconsin, right?
I just saw
Ron
him
Dane
the other
was
day.
Wisconsin. For oh, sure. Maybe.
I just saw him in a Broncos event the other day at the stadium.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, he was there.
That's awesome. That dude.
He was Oregon, huh?
And then he went to the Browns, right?
I think that sounds right. And someone Lions before
someone
that?
Someone could have taken the Browns and the things that are orange draft.
Who would want them?
Yeah.
The Suns?
Who would want them? Who would want them? Like, yeah, who would want them? Okay, that's going to do it for today. If you guys give us a like, a thumbs out, we would really appreciate that. And see you Monday. It's the weekend.
Peace.
All silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide
that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.